Hey, AV Tweeps, this is Gary Kay, and you're listening to another edition of my Rants and Raves podcast. It's been a little bit. Things have changed a little bit. And ironically, the topic of today's podcast is perfectly suited for what we're doing right now. It's all about esports. I'm joined today with Steve Milley, who's the National Sales Manager for Panasonic for Broadcast Cinema and Professional Video. Steve, how are you?
I'm doing very good, Gary. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for being on. You are an esports expert of some sorts, certainly more than most people in the industry. And you're going to join me next week on a really cool webinar I'm going to be doing for Almo. It's at 2:30 p.m. Wednesday, 2:30 Eastern. You can go to almoproav.com and then go to education, click on webinars. You can sign up for it. It's absolutely free. Includes CTS RUs from Avixa. Steve, the reason why we're doing this is because esports, even before what we're living through right now with COVID-19, was a market that was on the verge of exploding when it comes to using AV gear. Talk about that for just a second.
Yeah, it's a super exciting time, and it's not just exciting for anybody in the AV industry, but even a sports follower. You know, what I find most interesting about the esports market is it is not geographically bound or not sport bound, where you have certain sports that, let's say it's American football, mostly the interest level is in the United States or North America, where in esports, you could have a game like League of Legends that has an international presence and international interest. So that opens up a world of possibilities for not just gamers, but people in the AV industry and integrators and whoever it may be.
And this is going to explode because of what we're going through right now. And I'll give you an example. Now, prior to this current coronavirus situation we're in, e-gaming was all about the platforms, like you just mentioned, League of Legends and other gaming platforms where they would come together on an annual basis or maybe a few times a year. Fortnite's a great example of that, where they come together and have these big tournaments, and these tournaments were both streamed and also you could attend them live in arenas. In fact, Full Sail University has actually built something they call the Fortress, which is a big esports arena, and I'm going to focus on that on the webinar. You're going to learn a lot on this webinar. I hope you all attend at almoproav.com. Go to education and webinars and sign up. This is an amazing market, but here's what happened since we entered coronavirus. If you watch Fox Sports this past weekend, if you turn it on this weekend, you're going to see the actual NASCAR drivers driving in an esports competition on the same track they were planning on using for whatever NASCAR event was this weekend. So they are simulating the NASCAR races. And they're showing them on Fox Sports, the Fox Sports network, each weekend. So they're still staying in line with the same events, but they're doing them through esports. So they're actually still broadcasting events just like it's live. And it's like watching a live race car. So what this is going to create is a situation where we're going to break out of the boundaries of having to be an Overwatch expert or having to be a Fortnite expert. And we're now going to embrace common sports that everyone are playing. Like you're going to see European soccer leagues playing each other in esports on the off season. We're going to see the NFL using Madden 2020 as a gaming platform. We're talking, the NBA is talking about using, we already have NASCAR using it. And all of this stuff, when shown live or when distributed, uses AV gear. So there's a great opportunity here, Steve. Would you agree?
Absolutely. And you know, it's interesting that you bring that up relative to COVID, because the IP world, we've known about it, we've known it's coming, but COVID's actually forced that even more so. And so those that were engaged in it are ahead of the game, and those that aren't are going to be kind of forced into it. But it's a wonderful opportunity for all of them.
Yeah, in fact, so when you're in an esports arena, let me give you an example of what you're using that's just like Panasonic. Is you're in a kind of a unique position because you make a little bit of everything. Monitors, projectors, production equipment, cameras, camera control, network control, AV over IP, signal routing distribution. All of this is just in a live arena. And then they send it to the ability to be streamed, and there's lots of different platforms. We're going to cover all of this next week in my webinar. If you're listening to this On the 13, 14, 15, my webinar is actually April 15th. AlmoProEV.com, click on education. Steve's going to join me. We're going to talk about some specific applications. They'll have a bunch of technical people online to answer any questions that you have, but the idea is to get you started in esports and show you where the opportunities are. Steve, thanks for doing that next week, but also thanks for joining me today.
My pleasure. I look forward to it. I look forward to having everybody join us.
Yeah, please do. It's free. You get AVIXA CTS and CTSI and CTSD credits. And it's a burgeoning market. It's going to be an explosive market because of what's going on, I believe. Thanks again for joining me. And of course, all of our podcasts, all of our news, all of our videos are at raypubs.com. Have a great day.